You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, lots of things going on with the Houston Astros these days. A very healthy season has somewhat hit a wall, and now a lot of guys have been going down lately. So let's get up to date on everything. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Brian McTaggart. Brian, so you guys just talked to Lance McCullers, who left as we're taping this yesterday's game with a sore elbow. So what more do you know on that?
Yeah, the latest is he has a sprained elbow, mild sprain of the elbow. He's not even going to throw for 2 weeks. So it looks like he's going to be out through the end of the month. So that's obviously a big blow to the Astros rotation. He's been pitching really well. They're hopeful that, you know, it's nothing that needs surgery, that hasn't been discussed or anything. But obviously anytime someone has an elbow sprain, no matter if it's mild or whatever, that it's cause for concern. And I'm sure they'll come along very slowly with Lance. We know last year they limited his innings a lot, and then he came in the spring on a different program than everybody else because of the innings, and ended up having some shoulder discomfort at the start of the year on the DL. So now another injury going on the DL. So tough blow for the Astros and Lance.
That was, I guess everybody probably held their collective breath with that. And it kind of, I mean, there's a lot of like young guys and young talent on this team, but figuring out where everyone's going to come in. I guess right now Doug Fister is also out. His wife is having a baby. So they're making all these like random roster moves. But what does the rotation look like to you now?
Well, really, McCullers is out and Joe Musgrove is in. Musgrove is going to pitch Sunday against the Rangers, and you know that's going to be a big game for the Astros. So Fister will make his next start. You know, paternity leave is only 3 days. But, yeah, they were the healthiest team in baseball. In fact, I wrote, I think 2 weeks ago, they had only lost 122 games to the disabled list, which was half of the next closest. That's how few they had. And now, you know, Marwin's been banged up, and they had Gomez banged up, and now, you know, pitcher going down. So, you know, it's been pretty tough.
So Brad Peacock came up. So where is he just going to slide into the bullpen there?
Yeah, he's going to be the long relief guy. Davinsky pitched so many pitches a couple of days ago, I guess on Monday, that they didn't feel he would be able to go Wednesday. And, of course, Musgrove now is out of the bullpen pitcher. So they felt with Feldman gone, they didn't have the long relief guy. So Peacock's up to be that long relief guy. Whether he's the guy that goes back down when Fister's activated on, I guess, Thursday or Friday remains to be seen. But, yeah, he'll be in the bullpen.
So speaking of Joe Musgrove, so we've been hearing a lot about him in the minor leagues, obviously like a top prospect from a pitching standpoint. They've been very high on him. He came in, he made quite an impression. So was it like 7 strikeouts and he just looked like he was dealing? Let's also, you know, not to be like Debbie Downer, but this does happen a lot when a young guy comes in. There's no video on him, very few scouting reports. But that had been like really encouraging just seeing what he did.
Well, the thing is, it kind of jived with what we saw in the minor leagues. Guy who throws strikes with great control. And, you know, the first batter in Encarnacion, he's at 3-1. And you're like, this guy that doesn't walk people, he can't come in and walk the first guy. And then he comes back and he strikes him out. So, yeah, he's a great story. You know, has 4 pitches and he's in the strike zone. He's a competitor. And he said that he got a couple of text messages after the game, one from Jamie Moyer and one from Trevor Hoffman. You know, he's a San Diego guy, and so Hoffman managed him in the Futures game. And he said Moyer was a friend of his godfather, I think, and Moyer ended up coming to his backyard a few times, and he picked his brain about the mental side of the game because, you know, Moyer was competing at 82, 83 miles an hour, and he said there was nobody better to tell me about that kind of stuff than Moyer. So they reached out to him after the game Tuesday, told him congrats. But, yeah, great story, and I think he's going to get a real shot here to stick in this rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to do it, right? Just to throw them in there and see what they can do. And they've seen that. I mean, over time, you know, Roy Oswalt stuck out to me because they did have him in the bullpen, like, for a game or two, and then they put him in the rotation, and the rest was history. So you never really know until you give somebody a chance. Okay, let's talk about Alex Bregman. And we like him. We like his swing. We think he's going to be a very, very good major league player. This is not what anybody thought to start off with. So this is a little problematic because now we're getting into a pretty high number of at-bats and he's only got one hit. At what point, there's a fine line because you have to figure out, like, okay, we don't want to bury the guy because then it starts becoming a confidence issue. But if you keep throwing him out there and not getting results, then that can also be an issue too. So what do you think they should do?
Well, they're giving him the day off Wednesday, and AJ said, yeah, it was definitely a blow. Just step back a little bit. He said, you know, when do you give the guy the day off? Because, you know, a couple of 0-for-4s pile up, and maybe that day is the day he gets a hit. So it's tough, but Bregman's a confident guy. He's a young guy who's succeeded at every level, and it doesn't seem like this is hurt his confidence a lot. He's doing a little things differently. He's chasing hits a little bit, lunging a little bit, which, you know, you don't want. But I still think he'll be okay. And, you know, at the end of the year, he'll be able to look back on this and laugh a little bit. But, yeah, one for 32, I think it is pretty startling. But he's too talented. His swing is too good for this to go on. And anybody who goes one for 32, there's got to be some bad luck in there as well. So all those things factored in, I think he'll be okay. He'll have a 2-for-4 game at some point, be off and running. We'll see.
No, I mean, there have been a lot of strikeouts, right? He's making good contact. I mean, his outs have been pretty good.
Yeah, he's hit some balls hard. In fact, I think he at one point had 3 balls hit over 95 miles an hour, and or 5 balls hit over 95 miles an hour. It was 0-for-5. And the major league average on balls hit that hard is over 500. So that gives you the idea that he's hitting some balls right at people.
Okay, so the trade deadline was, it was a very interesting day here. Very interesting to cover because they were clearly, they didn't make any moves. They traded Scott Feldman. So they actually traded a veteran guy. They didn't need him. They needed the roster spot. So that is not, any kind of white flag at all. But not a great day around here. I mean, let's face it. They did not do anything to improve the team, and the Rangers did a ton to improve their team. So where do you think that they stand now? I mean, they're going to have to go with the – what would they say? Go with the one who – dance with the one who brung you?
Yeah, dance with the one you brung you. Yeah, I mean, they tried to spin it the best they could. Hey, we've had the best record of the majors since May 1st, which is true, but the Rangers have righted the ship a little bit. They went out and added LaCroix and Beltran, 2 huge additions. So, yeah, it kind of hurts if you're the Astros to see that happen and you're not able to do anything. You know, we know they tried really hard, and, they made a deal last year that they sent 4 prospects for Carlos Gomez and Fiers that so far the trade hasn't panned out. So maybe you look back on this, and maybe sometimes the best trades are the ones you don't make. But they certainly wanted to add somebody in the pitcher, and they weren't able to do that. So now they're going to have to rely on the guys that are here and the guys coming up, Musgroves and Gurriel, who's now in Lancaster, will be here probably in a couple of weeks. So, and the guys that have been here all year are just going to have to pick it up and keep playing like they've done for most of the last 2 months.
So Gurriel, that's a good topic to end on. So he has been kind of, I mean, started and extended, went to Lancaster. Is there another level? Is he going to play? What is the schedule before he gets here?
Yeah, Lancaster, I think, will be home through the end of the week, and then he's going to go to Corpus, which will be home for a week. And then I think at that point it could be in Houston. So I think, you know, August 14th, 15th, 16th, somewhere in there, I think, assuming things go well, we'll see him make his debut with the Astros. And they need him to hit. This is going to be like their big trade deadline deal, getting a 32-year-old guy with a good track record. But you don't know what to expect up here, but he'll be here soon enough.
Okay, well, as the Astros turn. So very interesting stuff. So thank you very much, Brian. Catch up with you next week.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.